station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning, everyone. It's October 22nd. We're here.
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. Okay. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fantastic. I'm really excited about our guest today.
Oh, yeah. Well, you brought another friend here. I mean, this has been like
actually,
Mia's...
Actually, technically, we have two guests today.
That's true, yeah. We have a canine here, too. But it's been Mia's friend's week, which has been very interesting and given us an insight into your life. Although we never asked them about anything about what they know about you.
None of them know me, really. Yeah, if you think about it, and I mean, it wasn't even really on purpose that they're all my people. I just happened to be throwing it out there and,
right.
You know, scheduling all the guests, you know, myself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of been exciting.
That's good, yeah. It's a little change of pace and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've all these guests have injected a lot into the show, so that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, and you know what I've noticed?
Yeah.
Like, well, up until this point, so far, all of them have had an accent. Like, they've all been
foreign. Oh, wow, that's true.
You think about it?
Yeah.
Like, I just realized that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, everybody's...
That's true.
Everybody's had an accent.
Wow.
And it's been from another country.
That's true. We had LP official.
LP, who's from France.
France.
And
right. And then we had Rakshak, who's
from India.
India. Mm-hmm. Then we had Anna from the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Well, what a melting pot here in L.A. That's no surprise. And, yeah, I mean, bring us your, what's the Statue of Liberty? Give me your poor, your destitute, whatever.
What?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the Statue of Liberty, it has something on there that says, like, bring on all the people to America. We'll take all of them, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's every day about the same time you sneeze.
Do I really?
Yeah, I think
like
so. I was
clockwork
to,
or something.
I was
you're
listening
probably
to some
right.
archives. Yeah.
That's yeah. pretty random. All
yeah,
right,
so,
I'll take it.
Yeah. So I mean, I know of the times when I told you bless you, but there's been a lot of times that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I try to do it just so quietly.
Yeah.
So I'm just like hoping maybe by some miracle, not everyone can hear me sneeze. But yeah, I try to like kind of like, you know, shy away from the mic like that.
Yeah.
You know, be like, oh, nobody can hear my little sneeze.
Yeah.
But oh, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm not going to like straight up like sneeze into the mic. Like everybody just needs to deal with it. Okay. No. I got a little bit more class than that. I might be wearing ripped jeans and a ripped t-shirt today, but I still have a little bit more class than to just sneeze straight in the microphone.
That's true. You're wearing a red t-shirt? No, it's white.
No, it's ripped. Like my
jeans
ripped. Are ripped.
Red.
In the back, it's ripped.
I thought you said red. I'm like, red
but,
jeans.
No.
Okay,
ripped. Yes.
Okay.
And it has a dog
mood.
On it because I'm representing today. It's not the right dog, but it's still a dog.
Uh-huh.
So that was the motivation behind my wardrobe today.
Oh, really? So you knew we were going to have a dog in the studio.
I did.
Oh, wow.
I did. You know me, Sam. I always plan ahead of time.
That's true, yeah.
I always have like some sort of themed wardrobe to
That's true.
You know,
I mean,
go
but it's
something.
Good. It makes life interesting, you know?
Yeah, of
and
course.
And fun, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Diversify a little bit. Not wear the same stuff every day.
I
like
know.
Me, black t-shirt and the jeans.
Well, you also have blue and red.
I do.
I mean, give yourself
a
little bit more credit than that, Sam.
Yeah, no, that's true, but I do have 20 black t-shirts.
Yeah, well, you're a typical guy. Like, I mean, that's, you know.
No, I mean, I bought them on purpose because I felt black looks good on me, you know, and so I went and bought a lot of black T-shirts, you know, but it's time. You see, that's the thing is that I'm too lazy to go and buy clothes, but once I get into it, I like go and buy a lot of stuff. So we'll see. I'll get into another mood and go and buy some more.
Well, there you go.
Okay. But, yeah, you know, I mean, look, there's a lot of people that have, like, something they wear every day. Like, if you remember, Steve Jobs always wore, like, a black turtleneck and jeans, you know. I mean,
oh,
even in the friggin' summer, he would wear.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's easier for guys. Guys can do that.
Yeah,
you know
guess.
What I mean. When it's time to like go out, you know, like girls always have to have like some kind of different color style dress and heels and whatever.
Yeah.
And guys can just have, you know, like jeans, a nice pair of shoes, and a nice button down long sleeve that like fits well of either
right.
black,
uh-huh.
white, maybe in navy blue, and maybe like some other kind of like colored shirt, like a light like. Whitish pink or something.
Okay.
And they're like all set.
Yeah.
You know, like they just kind of rotate those. And they're pretty much good to go.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know about whitish pink, but okay, if you say so.
I'm actually thinking of someone's specific wardrobe right
I
now.
Yes,
so
you do.
Funny.
Yeah. And they may not be straight.
No, actually, I know a lot of guys that wear
like
pink shirt.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, they go, it's salmon.
Oh, okay.
It's not pink. It's salmon.
It's
I'm like,
salmon.
That's pink.
Yeah,
it's
salmon is orangey, you know?
It's kind of like that. Like, it's not like hot pink.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's, no, I get you.
You
I
know.
Get you, yeah.
But it's so funny. If you ever say that to a straight guy, like, oh, I like your pink shirt. It's salmon.
Yeah. That's true. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. guys have their own things to be insecure about, and women do, and, you know, it's different things sometimes.
Yeah.
We're not insecure about the same things, you know? Yeah.
Anyways, I've got some news.
Oh, yeah?
Some celebrity news
that I heard
this morning.
What did you hear?
Okay, so I heard that, you know, finally... Northwest's parents are now engaged.
Oh, they
which
are.
Which would be, yeah,
Kanye West
and Kim Kardashian.
And Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I saw Kim posted a selfie somewhere, and I saw it in the paper. She's got some big butt on her, let me tell you. You know?
Yeah, she does. She's like known for it.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah, that's been like
bubble
her
butt, you know?
Like stapled body part for ever.
Forever, I know.
You know, whether it's, you know, plastically modified or not, I'm not sure.
Why would she modify it to look like that? I mean, for granted.
Are you kidding me? Like, millions of girls would modify their butt. I mean, haven't you heard of, like, these, like, butt lift surgeries?
I've heard of butt lift, but not of making your ass bigger. I mean, her ass is pretty big, you
yeah.
know? It's not like you would...
No, like, they actually legit have, like, injections to, like, make their
really?
Butt bigger. Yes. I know. I actually
okay,
know people that
all,
do it.
Okay, so it went
so,
already there.
I'm sure, you know, from her being pregnant, you know, you gain weight. You know, I'm sure her butt got even bigger just naturally from
right.
being pregnant.
Right.
You know, I feel like anybody's what I know. I think, you know, your boobs get bigger because they're filling up with milk and stuff. Mm. But I mean, I think all of you gets bigger when you're pregnant.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that probably, you know, might have something to do with it if it seems even. Bigger than normal, but yeah, she's always had a huge ass.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay.
But yeah, so I guess it was her birthday, and
yeah.
He rented out like an entire like baseball stadium or something. I don't know exactly,
really?
But yeah, he wow. rented out an entire stadium, had this huge orchestra playing the Lana Del Rey song "Young and Beautiful."
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and I guess it was her birthday, and he was like elsewhere. And then took a flight, you know, on like a private jet and got there like really soon and surprised
wow.
her and, you know, her sisters, her family was there and everybody. It was this like whole big charade and
yeah.
said like, you know, please marry me or something.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. I think he feels he's bigger than God at this point, you know. And I mean, to do things like this is just unbearable.
Yeah, it's not surprising, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I think I can't remember how much like the total weight of the diamond was, but it's ridiculously
really,
huge
big,
and
big,
expensive
yeah.
and flawless, of course.
Yeah.
So Yeah.
Well, what can I tell you? Money is like easy come, easy go, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that money is not hard for them to make, I'm sure. And,
right.
Yeah, between the both of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you feeling your nose like ticklish? I see you like...
Yeah, me too. It is. I mean, I'm slightly allergic. I'm like a 2 out of a 4+. I had like a scratch test done to see
what
I was allergic to, but
really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But it's all right. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's a cute dog.
So cute.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. Well, I just wanted to bring up this thing which I found interesting is I guess on Facebook they used to ban violent videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they reevaluated the policy and decided they're going to allow them now. So
they're going to allow violent videos?
Yeah, like decapitation and shit like that. You can actually see that on Facebook.
Oh, that's like real violence.
Yeah, real violence. Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't understand that, but you know, I mean, why would anybody want to see decapitation? I have no idea, but some people do.
There's,
I guess.
The world is filled with sick freaks.
Yeah.
Sam.
I guess it is filled.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't.
You
know,
I mean, it is Facebook, though, you know.
And it is, you know, of course, you know, it's America, freedom to do this, that, and the other thing, but that's kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's, you know.
All right. Well, screw it. Who cares?
Yeah.
And one more thing. I guess the new iPads are going to be introduced today. So you can get in line. And,
what are they saying is different from the iPad?
They're not, because they
now.
haven't announced it yet. They're announcing it today.
Oh, so
when
nobody knows.
Yeah, it like usually starts at 10, 9 or 10 in the morning or something. But I would think by now they would have it on there. So maybe it's a little later today.
Hmm.
But yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have a great, I hope she's a great guest. I don't know yet. She seems like a great person. So why don't you go ahead and introduce her to us?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I would like to introduce little Gizmo. I think you gotta like wake him up first. He's taking a little nap.
He woke up when
Gizmo.
He heard his name, yeah.
There we go. And then we have Johanna, am I saying?
It's actually Jana.
Oh, Jana. Okay. Sorry. Jana.
Jana it is.
We just met on Facebook.
Yes. Oh, you did?
Yeah. I know. Like, Sam, you think all these guests I have are like personal friends of mine?
Yeah,
like,
I thought
no,
so.
No, man, I'm hustling.
Oh, okay.
I'm like going out there like, hey, yo, who's interesting? Who can be on this show? Like, I'm, you know.
Yeah, you're
I'm
on fire,
at it.
Man. So let's describe the dog. The dog is a long-haired Chihuahua.
Yes. Correct.
And his name is Gizmo, right?
Yep, Gizmo the Chihuahua.
Okay. Did you give him the name, or did you buy him with that name?
Actually, I gave him the name. I wanted to do Tito or Taquito.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got him, he was blonde.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I don't know. He doesn't look like, you know. So I was like, okay, what am I going to call him? And the breeder told me, why don't you think about it, take him home, and then let me know.
Right.
So I got into the car, and the first thing he does, he goes, arr! And I'm like, oh my gosh, Gizmo from the Gremlins.
It's so funny that you mentioned Tito, because that was going to be like my name for a dog. If I ever got a Chihuahua,
really?
I wanted to name it Tito.
Such
really?
A great name.
Why? It is. So I totally agree with you on that. But yes, no, he does not look like a Tito,
mm-mm.
actually.
No.
He definitely, he's a Gizmo, 100%. He's a little gremlin, for sure. Oh my gosh, so cute.
Do you recall, I mean, are you old enough to remember, okay?
Am I old enough to remember the Gremlins?
No, not the Gremlins.
Oh.
I
say, of course.
No, not the Gremlins. I totally forgot what I wanted to say. I'm sorry, it'll come back to me in just a second. But there was something that... Oh, the Taco Bell commercial.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
do you remember
that one? I had all the little stuffed animals. You know how you squeeze it and then they say something?
Yeah. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. And then I had another one with the Christmas hat and he said, Feliz Navidad, amigos. And then I had another one that was like, I don't know if you remember this one, like Godzilla came out or something. And
then
I pressed the other one
and
was like, here, lizard.
Lizard. I love that one.
And that then I had amazing. The New Year's one. Yeah. Happy New Year, amigos.
I know. They should bring it back, man. They this should. Was a great commercial.
Oh, I loved the Taco Bell dog. Oh, my brother actually had a t-shirt, and I remember I was so freaking jealous that like he had the t-shirt with the dog on it, and it said, Yo quiero Taco Bell. And I'm like, oh, I hate you. I want that so bad. But I had all the little toys, so.
Yeah. I mean, they match the voice to the dog so well, you know. Right? It just sounds like he's Mexican.
Yes.
Wow. Sounds good. All right, so back to Jenna, and Gizmo can go back to sleep now.
I think he already did.
Yeah.
He's so well-behaved. He's so relaxed. But then at the same time, he's so friendly, you know, when he's awake.
How long have you had him now?
3.5 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So he's still a little bit of a baby, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Awesome. So you got him as a puppy?
I did. He was 8 weeks old, and he was a half a pound.
Really? Yeah. Wow, like a mouse.
It was crazy. Aww.
I know. I used to have a Chihuahua, too. I loved it.
Did before, you really?
Yeah, before it was fashionable. I mean, you know, when my...
Oh.
When, yeah. I mean...
You trendsetter, you.
Yeah, yeah. People used to hate Chihuahuas, you know.
Oh, my gosh. What color was everybody. It? Was it long
It was white with brown spots on it, you know, like
Aww.
The... Yeah. It was really cute. And, yeah, now my kids have another one. What, the first one was Snoopy, and now they have one called Cassie.
I like Snoopy.
Yeah.
Snoopy's cute. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's cute.
Not my dog, though. I don't like living with animals. I mean, I like animals a lot, but I can't live with them, you know. I like a place clean. I don't like dog hair and shit and things like that. Dog shit. I don't know what the
well,
house.
If they're well trained, they don't shit in the house, Sam.
Yeah, well, you know.
Just take them outside.
Some dogs do. Anyway. All right. So, Jenna, are you originally from L.A.?
No, I'm not.
Where are you originally from?
I grew
from?
Up in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What, like Madison?
No. I lived like 8 hours from Madison.
Really?
Yeah. It was called Balsam Lake, which is an hour and a half from the Twin Cities, Minnesota.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. How far from the Twin Lakes did you say?
About an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. So you're closer to Minneapolis and
exactly.
stuff. Yeah,
because I'm more on the border.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So Minneapolis. Yeah, so you're close to the next state than you are to Madison. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I've only been to Madison actually once, and it was for my brother and his wife's wedding.
Yeah.
That was the first time.
What about Milwaukee? Have you been to Milwaukee?
I've never been to Milwaukee.
Are you serious?
Yes, I know. But I've been to Green Bay. That counts for something.
Yeah, that's true. So you've been there, right?
I know. I saw, Donna, I saw your episode where you got the Packers jersey for Gizmo.
Yes. I just got a cheese head.
By the way, she has a webisode for Gizmo, and it's called 2 for 1.
Yeah.
And it's, oh my gosh, it's so cute and it's so funny, except for when Gizmo gets a Packers jersey in the mail. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a huge Bears fan. So
uh-oh.
I'm like,
she doesn't like the Packers.
Oh boy.
I was like, oh no, she didn't.
Oh my God. Are you originally from Chicago?
I am.
Look at that.
Yeah,
okay.
We're like neighbors,
friends,
kind of.
You know. I like the Packers, you like the Bears.
Yeah.
Well, because I grew up weekends in the summer in Wisconsin, Lake Geneva.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, how crazy.
So I know Wisconsin fairly well.
Yeah.
I haven't gone quite as far as, you know, where where you're from, but yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So you grew up
good
in
old Midwest.
Yeah. We got to represent the Midwest.
Yeah. And was it a small town then?
Yeah, it was a population like 700.
700?
Yeah, we had to take 3 or 4 towns to combine a school.
My God, that's like a commune or something, you know? Not even 1,000 people.
Yeah,
wow.
It was quite boring.
I'm
quite
sure
boring.
It was. Everybody knew what everybody else was doing, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
Everybody knew everybody's first, last name, what they're going to do before they did it. Oh, it was awful.
Wow.
It was good, but awful.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when you're a child, you don't know any better, you know?
Exactly.
So you grew up like that. And do you have any siblings?
I do. I have 2 older brothers. One is 31, 32. And they were both in the military.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
how
okay.
cool. So are you guys like a military family? Was your dad in the military?
My dad then? Wasn't, but my grandpa was.
Oh, I see.
Yep, my
okay.
grandpa was. But that would be
so
the only 3.
So then it skipped a generation.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It definitely skipped a generation. And then I I used to copy like everything that my brothers did.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, well, maybe I should do the military too. They didn't let me.
No.
They're like, no. No. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go to LA instead.
Yeah. Would you want to do it? I mean, would you want to go to the military?
No. But I definitely represent the military. I mean, like, yeah. I like, you know, I very, very much am grateful for other people that do it and everything. But,
yeah. So did you have a nice childhood in that small town?
Yeah, it was good, you know.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful that I grew up in a small town in the Midwest because you get to
very
see both.
Very safe, too.
Right? It is. You can leave your car unlocked, your door unlocked, yeah. and everything will still be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. But it's kind of cool to be able to live in a small town and then come to the city because you get
that's
to see
true.
Both sides.
That's true, yeah. So at what point did you decide to come to L.A.?
Well, I always wanted to move when I was younger.
Right.
But then one day I woke up. I had this, like, gut feeling. I'm like, I need to move to California.
Duh, you know, you're in a 700th population. It's like, you gotta get out, man.
Gotta get out. Because I left my, like, the 700 population when I was 18 and went to Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
But then it still wasn't. And it's cold. It's so cold, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's freezing,
it's
huh?
It's so
and you never
there.
Get used to that cold, huh?
Oh, come on. Negative
even when
20?
You're born.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Cold is cold. It's
yeah,
not,
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. except people dress up more warmly there than we do here because they're prepared for
right,
it.
Right. So. Exactly.
Snow pants.
Yeah.
And boots.
Yeah.
It still doesn't keep you warm.
No.
It
no.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Even if you walk laps around the house inside to try to like warm your body up before, like no, like 2 seconds you're outside and you're like, bad idea.
Yes.
So cold.
Oh my gosh. My mom actually texted me last week and she's like, oh, we're having a heat wave. It's 40 degrees. I'm not coming back there.
Oh, God. Wow.
Oh,
a heat wave 40 degrees.
Right?
That's a good one. I like that. So at 17, you moved to Minneapolis?
Yes. Yep.
What made you decide to move there?
Well, I started modeling when I was 12.
And really?
Yeah, and the great thing in the Midwest, you can be short.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Out here, not at all. Definitely don't do the modeling out here. I'm too short. But so then I moved there, and then I stayed with my grandpa. And then I got picked up on a TV pilot show that was out here, mm-hmm. and they flew me out, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I like this acting so much better.
Right.
So then I think it was 6 months after the show, I decided to move out.
But how did it happen that you were a model and somebody approached you about acting?
Oh, I forgot. Right before that show was it was an MTV show.
Uh-huh.
It was called My New Life. And, oh my gosh, this was forever ago. It's bringing up memories. And we had 2 seasons of it. And they wanted to take a girl from Wisconsin that's a model that's trying to make it and bring her to the Big Apple.
Wow.
So, you know, conflict there, you know, for sure. And so then when I got there, I'm like, I really like the cameras. And you can talk and be bubbly and have fun. Because when I was mm-hmm. on, like, photo shoots and stuff, I talk a lot. So they're like, no, shh. Quiet.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Right?
I know. You have such a personality. Like, you are such a bubbly person. So it's,
yeah,
you know.
I was told hush too many times. So I'm like, oh, this must not be the career for me. No,
wow.
God.
So you modeled all this time through high school.
Yep.
And now, did you... Did you think about going to college, or did you decide...
Oh, I actually graduated at 16 and went to college at 16.
What the hell?
Well,
what are you, like
I graduated at 17. I did a year early. Yeah.
Right?
A brainiac here. I went to college at 16. What the hell? You don't hear about that every day.
Well, because I always wanted to lead. Like, I always wanted to do the entertainment industry, and mm-hmm. I remember my parents told me, no, you got to do education
first.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Such
it's
a Midwestern thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a global thing. I mean,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, my kids, too. It's like, get a real job, you know. So my daughter ends up going to the Musicians Institute for a couple of years. But okay, so go on.
Oh, my gosh. So I figured, I'm like, okay, I don't want to start, like, acting or, like, going to California at 18, because then I feel like I'd be far behind. Well,
right.
Actually, not 18, because it would be 22. It'd be 22.
Right,
go
if
to
you
four
went
year,
to college,
right?
Right. Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, I gotta bust my butt when I get into high school and get all the good grades and get all my classes done, so then I can have an extra 2 years to be able to.
And you were able to think mm-hmm. that at 12 or 14?
I think it was 14. No, was it? No, actually, I think it was 13, because 12 was when I started modeling, and then I was thankful that and blessed, actually, to have two older brothers who didn't get the best of grades, so they hounded me. They're like, no, you are going to be the one that gets these grades, and you are going to graduate, like, sooner, so I got kind of lucky.
So you were, like, the probably the best student in the class, right? And everybody probably hated you because of it.
I wasn't close to like valedictorian or anything like that. I was just smart and knew how to get those, you know, getting the classes and getting the A's. So I wasn't. I definitely am not book smart. I'm more street smart.
Right.
So I just knew how to kind of like work the system, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. You had a game. Huh?
Yeah, well. I had a little game. I'm like, I just want to get out of here. I just want to get out of here. No more history and English.
Yeah. So you came to LA and you liked it.
Yeah. Well, what is there not to like?
It's warm. That's true.
Exactly.
So you came here right after. So you did go to college for what? 4 years?
Yep. Well, I went to community college for 2 years to get my AA.
Right.
And then I went to Minnesota for I think it was like a year for photography.
Uh-huh.
And then I came out here. And then I went to two colleges out here as
I see. So even when you went to college, you went for creative things.
Exactly.
So you're not like a 9-to-5 type of a person sitting in an office, huh?
Yeah. You guys aren't either.
No.
I don't think we can be out here very much.
I know. Nobody works, man. You go 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Starbucks is full, you know?
Yep.
Like, what do you guys do? You know, when do you work, you know?
That is something my sister-in-law came out 2 weeks ago, and she noticed. She's like, does anybody work in this town? Because wherever we went, it was always packed. I'm like, well, I think so. They got to. It's expensive out here.
Yeah. Well, people, you know, I mean, they work, but they also have fun. At the same time, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes at the same time, you know, you go out and work with the people that you bang at the time. You know?
What did you say? You go out and work with the people that you
bang? You bang, yeah, at
oh
night.
My God.
Yeah. I mean, people do that, you know.
Not always. Not in this office.
I didn't say in this office. I'm just talking about the people at Starbucks that are doing business. And then,
oh,
you know.
Right.
Okay. I guess like I didn't make myself clear. Yeah.
Hilarious.
I know. Okay, well, whatever. You know, sometimes I come up with things like that. Oh, man.
Okay. I think everyone's awake now.
Yeah. Yeah, so nobody works here. So so you've always been the artistic type and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you got into modeling early on, is this something that you expressed an interest in, or did your parents say, well, why don't you try this out?
Well, I always wanted to be a singer when I was probably like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I am the worst singer.
Really?
Oh my gosh, it's horrible. It is absolutely horrible. And, it's bad. And then we got approached, you know, like those model scouts or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to get your money, but you
gotta look
better out
for those.
So we got approached by them, and then my mom's like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. You know, it's kind of similar to like singing, I guess, but without singing and just taking pictures. So I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
I tried acting. I think I was like 9, but I went to like this theater, and it was where they would be like, okay, pretend you're drinking a glass of water, but not actually drink it, but pretend. And I'm like, no, just give me a cup of water and I'll drink it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so weird. And then we'd have to walk around and pretend we're like bears and lions. And I'm like, okay, acting's not for me. So then that's when I'm like, okay, I'll try the modeling.
Yeah.
Some of those acting classes just have such interesting methods. Like they want you to dig deep and find your inner child.
Right?
And, you know, I'm like, okay.
And taste. You have to remember the tastes and smells or some
right
weird stuff.
Yeah, some of those, you know, they have very interesting methods. So
yeah.
I know what you mean. Some people can be really turned off by it. Like, this is not what I signed up for. I didn't think acting was like this.
No, it was so weird.
That's funny.
But you had the acting bug in you, I guess,
did.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I wish I would have went to a different club. But, you know, everything happens for a reason.
That's true, yeah.
Right.
So you came here to L.A. and then what? You went back and decided I'm going to move here?
Yes. Yep, because
okay.
I came out for a 6-month trial just to see if I liked it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then some odd way, I got into Working on the Hills. Do you guys remember that show on MTV?
The Hills.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like I was a clearance. Those people that run around with like the releases. So if someone's in the background, you have to go and get them.
Well, that's a way to start in the entertainment industry, you know.
Oh my gosh.
It was so great because I'm like, well, if I get into reality, then maybe I can transfer into, you know, like the scripted. No, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I thought it would, but no.
Unfortunately.
Sometimes it works though. I mean, you know, like. I mean, one of the early survivors, they took, what's her name, Elizabeth from The View, Hasselbeck or something. You know
really?
Who she is? No? She was on, yeah,
no,
she
know,
was
I
on Survivor.
I know what The View is. I didn't know
yeah, she was
from
on Survivor.
Survivor.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first ones. Yeah.
I feel like Survivor was like the pioneer of reality shows.
It was.
Kind of like the first of its kind. Everybody was like obsessed. And then since then, the reality market just took off huge.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised. I mean, out of all the people in the world, they picked her, you know. Mm-hmm. And but I guess they wanted someone to represent the younger generation, and maybe one of the producers just liked her a lot. I don't know, you know. But otherwise, it was sort of like out of the blue. Why would they bring her on The View? She wasn't even a celebrity or anything, you know.
Wow.
So that's interesting. Yeah. But for the most part, I guess they don't really break out after a reality show, huh?
Not too much.
No, huh?
There's a few exceptions.
I guess maybe they don't take him seriously anymore or something. I don't know. Because usually on reality shows, people behave stupidly, you know.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. So, yeah, why would you want to hire someone like that? Okay. So you are... Okay, so you were on the reality show, but not on the camera and stuff.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I was behind the scenes.
So you're like a PA,
exactly.
A production assistant.
Yep.
So if people, like, because obviously it's reality, so they're filming everything, but there's going to be people walking on the street all around you, and they're so you're running around trying to give them waivers, like, oh, you have to sign this, you know, so you could be on the show. And
it was so awkward. Some people were mean. I'm like, oh, this is, just please, just sign it. Just sign it so I can keep my job.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So you went back, how long before you decided to move out here?
It was 7 months.
7 months?
Yep, because I wanted to save up again to be able to come out, and if I couldn't find a job right away, then I had enough for rent.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what were you doing there? How were you saving up some money?
I was a waitress at TGI Fridays.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, that's a good way to make
Fridays.
Money.
I love Fridays.
It's so good.
This is so good.
I know. I do like it a lot.
I love the potato skins. It's like they're like classic, like stapled item on the menu.
So good.
Yeah. I know. Wow, you're making me hungry now.
I know. There's actually a Fridays by, it's like near, like when you're on your way to LAX, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's like the Magic Johnson's TGI Fridays or something.
I've actually
eaten there, but I pass by it all the time.
Oh.
I'm like, Fridays. But yeah, they're huge in the Midwest.
Yes.
Like in Chicago, we've got them everywhere.
Yeah, well, they've got a few around here too, you know. I mean, sometimes I go there and it's good food, you know. And it's a lot of fun. But I noticed, I don't know what it is, but we went, we went one night during the week and it was like half empty, you know. And I remember that place always being busy. So, I don't know. I mean,
maybe
it seems
during
like
the week. I mean, during the weekends, it. You know,
yeah, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like you sit there, it's a huge restaurant, and half of it is empty, you know? So, But kept you busy for a while, right?
Yep, I was there. I wasn't there for that long. I think I was there for 3 or 4 months, but I think I probably worked a total of 2 weeks because I just didn't like it. It was there's nothing wrong with TGI Fridays. It's just I'm not very good at the waitressing thing.
I was in the same boat. I'm like, I hardly ever actually waitress. I'm like, I'm so bad at it.
It is a skill. It really is a skill.
It is.
Yeah, you have to be patient with people too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes those waiters and waitresses are not that nice, you know, and it just makes you feel so uncomfortable because you're sitting there, you're spending your money. And they treat you like crap. Like, why are you bothering me?
I mean, obviously, Hooters is a little bit different. You know, I mean, we had to deal with customers a little bit differently. We had, you know.
Yeah.
They're a little frisky sometimes, but.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. They make you sit next to them, though, right? I mean.
No, we never.
It used to be like that.
No, I mean, they would let us, like, kind of, like, sort of, like, squat down so we were, like, level with the table so it kind of looked like we were, like, chit-chatting with them, you know? But then, if you know, it's, sometimes you just you just don't want to get too close.
Yeah.
No, it was fine. There's never like any like crazy, you know, inappropriate encounters. But
no, I wouldn't think
it's,
so.
You know.
Yeah. The funny thing is they've been trying for years to cater it to families, and I don't get it. You know.
I
it's
know.
Totally, yeah, it's totally
yeah,
against their image.
There's like kids menus and crayons.
What? And Hooters?
And like high chairs and booster seats. Yes. They've really been trying to do the whole
right.
family thing.
But how can you do it when your image is boobs, you know?
I know.
I mean, there's no way.
I know.
Way,
like,
you
just
know?
Stick to Fridays. Because actually the Hooters that I worked at, we had a Fridays like right next door.
Yeah.
So if it was like lunchtime, because I never really ate the wings, you know? Uh-huh. So I'm like, ugh, I don't know. And I would always like go next door over to Fridays, try to get like a salad or something like
that's funny.
More awesome and healthy. Yeah. But yeah, it was literally right next to it.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know, splitting the difference. So I'm like, ah,
that's funny.
Have
you
Hooters,
work at a restaurant
Fridays.
That has pretty good food, and you're going across the street.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just wasn't a greasy wings eating kind of girl. I mean,
yeah.
I just, you know, especially like. Like that's what was funny is, you know, I was like training for the pageant, like they went in the calendar, like, you know, 'cause I did all like the modeling and marketing
for
them. And it's like, you want me to be like so skinny, but you're like, you
trying
know,
to
trying
wings.
To like shove wings down my throat. And I'm like, that's not going to help. You know, we don't exactly have like the healthiest selection. So we have to make some compromise here.
Not a health
here.
Food restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Fridays you worked at. Basically 2 weeks.
I know.
And then...
I didn't last. No,
yeah.
Not at all. Nope.
So how the hell did you save enough money to move?
So I did a lot of the modeling.
Okay.
So I saved up a bunch of that. And then also, because I always worked, because nightclubs out in Minnesota, they would pay models to come in and like be like shot girls and stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
So then I did that on the weekends. And then during the week, I worked over at the Anoka Airport. Mm-hmm. And I was... kind of not really like an accountant, but I did like all like the numbers where I put like all in like the spreadsheet for
right.
their accountant to like figure out
yeah.
all of that. So then I did that during the week.
Oh wow.
Because I wanted to get out here as quick as possible.
That totally fits into your career.
Not at all.
Oh my god, I can't imagine you doing bookkeeping.
Oh,
my
it
god.
Was tough.
Oh,
it was tough. But I'm like 7 months, I can do it. Seven
yeah.
months. I can
good
do
for
this.
You. So you were determined.
Very.
Just like with school, you were determined to leave early and
exactly.
you did it. So you're pretty strong willed, I guess.
Yes.
Huh? Sounds good. It does help when you're in LA.
Oh, that's true. You need that.
Do not let people shove you around. You
oh
know?
My gosh, very true.
Yeah. So you moved here. Did you know anybody here when
oh,
you moved?
Oh no, I didn't know a single person.
Really?
No.
So that takes some courage to do.
Yeah,
how old were you when you moved?
19.
19. So like Mia.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, you did a 19 too.
Wow, that's
mm-hmm.
pretty gutsy to do. When you don't know anybody, right?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No
I mean,
one.
You move into a new place and stuff. So what was it like? I mean, you come to a new town, and it's big. You don't know. Where do you start? I mean, what did you do? Where did you stay?
Well, it was... I remember when MySpace was a big thing, popular
yeah.
back in the day. So I looked at people that lived out here, and I asked them, what should I do? Where should I live? You know, being the first time. And the majority I got was Venice Beach or
uh-huh.
West Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Venice, I think, you know, might be a little bit too far and a little bit more expensive. So I'm like, okay. So I typed in West Hollywood into my GPS,
uh-huh.
packed up my car with my whole room,
yeah.
packed my mom in the other seat,
whoa.
And just took out. That's it.
Really?
That's what we did. Wow. And then somebody told me about West Side Rentals.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. We have like the same story. Wait, you drove here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I flew. That's the
oh,
only
that
difference.
Been
but yeah,
so
good old
much
West
better.
Side Rentals. Trying to find somewhere to live.
Oh my goodness. So we found before West Side Rentals there was I think it was Craigslist and
uh-huh.
it was a guy that was renting out a room.
Mm-hmm.
So like, okay, we'll go check that out. We get there, and I think it was in Van Nuys. And the guy, oh my gosh.
Oh no, that's one of the worst areas in the valley. Go
but
ahead.
But I had no idea.
Right.
You know, I had no idea. So me and my mom, you know, like, okay, we gotta make it to this person's house yeah. before he goes to work. So you ever been driving for like 3 days and we get there and the room is tiny, like unbelievably tiny. You can't even fit like a
wow.
even like a twin bed in there, like it's so small, no closet. It was like $800 a month.
Are you serious?
No.
Is that nice?
Way.
You can get a whole friggin' apartment for that.
Yeah. And the worst part is, in the back, he was a tattoo artist. So he had his whole, setup. And I don't even know if it was legal. And my mom looks at me, and I looked at her. I'm like, can I come back to Wisconsin? Yeah. I'm ready. It scared me so much that I did not want to keep looking.
Yeah. Wow. It's funny. The first place that my mom and I looked at, too, was just beyond frightening. Really? And it was like, Oh my God. No, no way. It was like the worst possible living situation I could ever imagine.
What is it? Our first spot that we pick.
Well, that's the thing. Cause you come to a new place. You don't know,
That's
you're
true.
Just kind of naive,
you're just
trying
to be willing to have an open mind and,
It's our Midwestern nights too. And we're all everything's going to be peachy keen.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And then you get eaten up alive if you don't learn really quick.
Right.
You need to survive here,
True.
Too funny.
Yeah.
So then did you end up in West Hollywood?
I did.
After? Okay,
yep,
cool.
Because that was the next place that we looked at. And it was tiny, of course. West Hollywood is everything there is so small. Mm-hmm. But the landlord was nice, and it was a nice neighborhood. And then we were leaving to go look at a place in Van Nuys, and I told my mom, I'm like, not Van Nuys, sorry, Venice Beach. We're not going back to Van Nuys. No. And then I looked at my mom, I'm like, I don't even want to look anymore. I'm just going to get this one. I'm just going to go back. Wow. So then we just stayed in West Hollywood. I gained, I think it was 20 pounds.
Are you serious? Why?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I gained a lot. I don't know why.
You know what? I gained a lot of weight, too, when I first moved. You know what I think it is because you're on your own for the first time. You're, grocery shopping for the first time.
Right?
And you just get all the stuff that you'd want that your parents never let you have when you were a kid. Right?
Wow.
And it's just a bunch of, junk food and stuff. Yeah, I think that might be it.
Oh, you're so right. Because I was doing, corn dogs and French fries. And it was so good.
Yeah. Cinnamon raisin toast. And, I remember just stocking up on that.
So good.
Terrible.
Oh, man. I go back.
Yeah. So this is cool. So you were eating junk food for a few months and gained 20 pounds. Wow.
Yep, I gained a lot. And I was doing running, I was doing the trail every morning.
The hikes.
So.
Yeah.
But I think what happened was in West Hollywood, parking is really tough.
Mm.
So you find a spot, and then when you find it, you don't want to leave.
Right. So you stay
so
home.
So I stayed home. if I had to go to work, I usually walked there.
Really?
Yep. So I'm like, okay, so yeah, that's probably what did it.
Yeah.
Oops. So then after I moved back to Minnesota and then I came back out here, then I went to the Valley.
Oh, really? Yeah. You moved back? Why did you move back?
It was because the first time was 2009 and then the second time was 2010.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when I knew for sure that I wanted to
Right,
live
but
here.
Why did you move back and then
oh,
back
cause I
here
only
again?
Had because I was only doing a trial to see if
oh,
I
you're
liked
talking
it.
About the trial. Okay.
Yep.
I meant when you moved permanently.
Oh, yeah, permanently would be when I was 20.
Yeah, yeah. So then you moved to the Valley when you came back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what drew you here? I mean, why the Valley? Because it's more affordable and
Oh, yeah,
more
it's more
late.
Affordable and
There's
bigger.
There's more parking.
Parking, definitely. Right. Oh, you can gain another 20 pounds. You know,
I know.
So.
Yeah, that's the first thing that I was looking for when I moved to West Hollywood. I'm like, it has to have
parking.
Like,
yes.
I need that gated garage area. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I just
otherwise
need a designated
you go crazy,
spot.
Man. You go crazy. I hate going to visit friends and stuff in the city, because it's just
you can't
that,
even
you
find
know?
A spot or if
you
like can. It's an hour parking. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or
know?
25 cents for a minute.
Yeah. Pretty much. I know. And that's if you and there's no meters on the side streets. I mean, and the thing is what happens is all the residents live there or park there.
And then
there.
It's all permit parking.
Exactly.
Yep.
So then you can't park there.
Such a pain.
Yeah.
I know. I try to just walk everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to
I guess when you live there, you can walk, right? Mm-hmm. Distances. Because nothing's too far, right?
True.
Here in the Valley, everything's so spread out, you can't walk anywhere.
No.
You know? Yeah, it's all too far. So good. So now, and then you, what did you do? Did you get an agent or something?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
I got an agent. Oh man, I think I've been through 5 or 6 since I've been here,
mm-hmm.
and then I decided that I didn't want to do that anymore because I was tired of waiting around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then that's when I created my own production company and started filming
really?
My own stuff. Yeah.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about that. How did that come about?
Well, since I was tired of waiting, I named my production company Why Wait Productions.
Cute.
me and my co-writer, actually, Andrea and I, we met up because she has a cute chihuahua as well.
Yeah.
And she saw my pictures of Gizmo on Facebook because I'm like a mother who just takes pictures of their son.
You're not the only one. Let me tell you, Facebook is full of those.
It's so full of it.
I know. I don't get it sometimes, but
it's
go
so
on.
It's so full of it. So we met up and we're like, we gotta create something. So, you know, Toddlers and Tiaras was really big at the time. And we're like, it'd be funny if we did something with like puppies. You know, and mothers being all crazy about dressing their dogs up and putting them in pageants.
Yeah.
So we formed the idea and then we filmed it, and that was the first thing that I ever got to direct. And after that, I'm like, oh, I'm hooked.
Really?
Absolutely hooked. And it wasn't the best film just because it was, you know, the first thing that I ever created, and, you know, we didn't have money and a budget, so we just filmed it in my backyard.
Right.
But it was such a great learning lesson.
Yeah.
And then after that, I did another short film. And that one, we actually got into a film festival, which was cool.
Wow, that's awesome. Pretty cool. Yeah. So a feature film? I mean, how long is
it? Oh, I wish it was a feature film. Short film.
A short film, right.
The Puppies and Tiaras was 19 minutes.
Oh, so that's pretty long.
Yep, it was a very long one for a short film.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to adapt it into a feature.
Uh-huh.
And then my other short was 8 minutes. And then now the web series that Gizmo and I are working on.
It's
first season was like a video diary where it's just like a point and shoot camera because
okay.
I couldn't find anybody to be like, hey, you want to work on a free project?
Yeah.
You know, with somebody that's never done anything. So I'm like, okay. So I just filmed it myself. And then I didn't fully like it. Like, it was okay, but I'm like, I need actors. I need a crew. I need all that. So
right.
I took a year from that and wrote. And now season two is fully scripted with the premise of Jana moves out to California to become a famous actress.
Uh-huh.
However, she gets here, she gets no roles, and her dog gets all the acting roles.
Okay.
And the manager.
So, yeah. Sounds like familiar work.
She goes Jana goes in for like audition.
Yeah.
And it's like,
a familiar story.
And so it's like, you know, kind of the thing where everywhere they go, you know, everything she tries to do, like Gizmo steals the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, he does. It's so true.
You know. It's pretty close to your life story, obviously.
It kind of is, because it was crazy, because out of all the dogs that, you know, there's millions of dogs that you can go and get. And the one that I picked, at 4 months old, he booked a commercial. And I didn't even, like, one of my friends called me, like, oh my god, one of the dogs on set can't make it, but your dog is the perfect description. Can you please come? I'm like, well, okay. I'm like, I don't know how well he's going to do, you know? And he was so good that then he started getting more jobs after that from word of mouth from them.
Really?
And I'm like, oh my goodness. So I'm like, out of all the dogs, I picked somebody that's just like me. I'm like, this is awesome. Except for he books more than I do.
Yeah.
So that's the only difference.
Well, that's funny.
Cute.
And how are you able to support yourself? Are you a server again, or what do you do now?
Well, it's all Gizmo.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
He does pay a little bit, which is good.
That's nice.
Right?
Yeah, so he earns you some money, too, which
he
is
does.
A good thing.
He does. He pays half the bills, you know?
Wow,
like
that's amazing. Yeah, so he earns his keep. That's
he,
nice.
He does.
Pays
yeah.
for his own food, basically,
right?
And upkeep. It's a pretty fair compromise.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then and how do you contribute to this whole thing?
So,
I mean, we know how he does.
I do film editing.
Oh, really?
So, and I also design websites as well.
Oh, how cool. Mm-hmm. So do you want to give out contact information so people can maybe hire you for websites
yeah.
and stuff?
Oh, yeah. If you just go to whywaitproductions.com,
okay.
all the information's like right there with like my email and all that type of comfort.
Right. Whywaitproductions.com.
Yep. Correct.
Sounds good. And do you have any Twitter or anything you want people
yes,
to find you
yes.
on?
My Twitter account would be just my name, which is Jana_Randall.
Okay.
And then Gizmo and I have our YouTube channel,
yeah.
which is also the same thing. It's Jana Randall, which is J-A-H-N-N-A. Randall.
Okay. Sounds good. So everybody can find you. We'll take a couple pictures too. with Gizmo as well.
Yes.
And it's funny, every time he hears his name, his ears go up,
yeah.
You know.
It's like, you're talking about me.
Gizmo.
You're talking about me. Oh, and definitely, I hope you guys will check out the web series, too.
Yeah.
Two
well,
for one.
Well, what,
yeah,
what do you,
the number
what do you check that out?
Two, that and then F-U-R, and then the number one, right? Yeah.
Okay,
so
and that you can find on YouTube or
yep.
What?
And then it's also the website too, 2for1.com.
Okay, sounds good. 2for1.com. Sounds good. Okay, well, Jenna, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
You're a lot of fun,
well,
for sure.
I should say.
Yeah.
And so I guess this Facebook connection works, which is good.
Yes,
right?
Well, I know.
So what? You guys just connected on Facebook and that's it?
We've been friends on Facebook for a while, but I don't remember how we connected.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I know. It worked out so well though, because I was
sounds
watching.
Good.
They started watching the webisode, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to do this. I need to have her on with Gizmo because it's just too much. So cute.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, well, Jenna, thank you so much, Jenna Randall, and Mia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always,
Sam.
And, all right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.